Thank you so much. And I feel blessed and honored to be able to share music with you. Music has been a ministry for me for a number of years, and so I'm happy to share with you. And this is one of my favorite songs to sing with our congregation in the Center for Spiritual Living, Victoria. And that is There Is Only Love by Michael Gott. So if you'd all like to go within. In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am. Letting fear and worry fall away from me, I open my eyes and see. There is only love. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets us free. There is only love. When I lose myself, when it seems I've lost my way, when I go inside and quiet my mind, I can hear Spirit gently say, there is only love. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets us free. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets us free. There is only love.
You, Kath. Thank you so much, Darlene. We really appreciate it. Jyoti, unmute yourself and give us a prayer, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For the conscious realization that love is all there is. There is absolutely, positively nothing else. And so, Father, as we know this truth and allow ourselves to be penetrated and saturated in this truth, we know that every cell, muscle, tissue, fiber of our being is being made whole right here and right now in our conscious realization of the truth. Of the truth that love is all power, all power. So we've gathered together in one, as one, knowing that the truth is, and because the truth is, we are. We have and are having the most grandest time coming together as one. We thank you for this advance. We thank you for our beloved Eva, Judith Coates, for expressing Yahshua ben Joseph. And for expressing Judith Coates. And so as we bless Bill and every soul that is here today and will be coming, we know that all is well and well indeed, simply because we are. There is no spot truly, Father, that you are not. As the one that we are, love is all there is. There is nothing else. Father, we go forth knowing this truth, knowing that all we have to do is just be. Just be is all you asked of us, and all is well, and well indeed. And so it is. Amen.
Beloved ones, children of the Most High, I am the one that you have called Mary. Mary, children of God. For truly I had, in the lifetime that is so human and so famous, I had many children that are not all listed in the Bible, your holy writing, but there were many because I loved you. I knew you as the essence of God come forth in the small form, in the form that one would hold and love and would commune with in the tones of sound. Not what you would call the verbiage, that came later, but in the moment of recognizing one, you were my child. Take that deeply. You were my child. You were my child. You were my child. It is not written in the Holy Scriptures how many, but I had many children, human and otherwise, spiritual. And the family continues on this day, for I will claim all of you as you come unto me. As the mother, all of you truly have been mother. All of you truly, as you want to know the allness of omniscience, omnipresence, you will be calling forth the exampling of motherhood. Now indeed, you have come forth in this lifetime in being mother to your projects, as you call them, your labors of bringing forth the intellectual, bringing forth your plants, your trees, everything that you nurture. You have been to the small ones that were birthed through you, maybe not this lifetime exactly, but other lifetimes as well. For you are multi-talented, to use a modern-day verbiage, multi-talented, for you will bring forth the small ones, and you recognize them at some point as being ones who have been in ancient times your friends, and you have walked with them as your friends. And there is a knowing of the certain attributes that they bring to this lifetime, and you say, that feels familiar. And it is, because you have known that one as the babe in arms, as the one who would want to be alive and would come to share their aliveness with you as the small one, the babe in arms, as it is called, and then the one who is on the 2 feet and walking and running around, and you are wondering, how do I contain this one? How do I give structure to this one's life and guide this one? And you have discovered that the answer to all of it is to be friend. Friend to the small one, who is actually the wise one you have known in other lifetimes, and friend to the one as they grow taller, and you are sharing then the language of the world with them, and you see the light go on of recognition, of knowing that, yes, we have walked together before. And there is a feeling of heart to heart. All of you who are fortunate enough, and sometimes you have questioned that, to be a parent to a small one, and you have wondered, what did I do to benefit this way? What did I do? And I have heard my beloved friend and the teacher, Judith, to say, what did I ever do to deserve this? And she has meant it in the humorous way, and she has meant it in the true way of knowing friend. Each and every lifetime you draw to yourself friends. They may be birthed through you, or they may come through other means. And you recognize there is a feeling that you have said, a familiar feeling, family feeling, truly, that you have known this one before. And you have wondered, how could that be? They have just now been born. They are just now coming into our family, my family, whatever. And yet there is a knowing that, yes, I have walked with this one before, this little one that then grows to the place where you can look up to that one. You have the experience termed human, and you are in the place of being parent, and the place of being friend, and the place of being, oh my God. I have seen all of you in the various stages, and I have seen you as you felt the reward of knowing love exhibited from the small one to the very tall one, as they became friend in all of its depth. Truly, the Christ of you is reborn in each moment. The Christ of you is reborn in form, yes, from time to time, and the Christ of you is reborn as you in the physicality grow taller and hopefully wiser. And this is true. You are the Christ in expression. Take that with you until this evening time or morning of the next day when you are into your meditative state, and think of what it means to be the Christ, the Father Christ, Mother Christ, living and exhibiting all that you can be and are. Allow yourself to come home in that realization that I am. And whatever you put after that, I am Mother, I am Father, I am the Christ walking, exhibiting human characteristics, and having a wonderful time of the drama. Because I do watch you, and I know drama. As one woman in a time seemingly long ago, I knew drama of the small one, raising the small one, being very pleased as motherly attributes, and seeing this one grow and mature, and in thinking and in knowing. For there is a difference between thinking and knowing. There is a knowing that comes that is inborn in within you. And you recognize that even as the small one, you have a feeling of isness, I am. And then as they grow, and you have been watching these small ones as they are growing and having fun being in the human form with the human energy and running and saying, catch me if you can. And off they go. And you have to pick them up when they tumble. And you feel the love that is shared. Oh, you are laughing. You know that feeling. Okay, yes. They are so exuberant from time to time that they trip over their own feet. And blessed be, you are there to pick them up and to comfort if they need it. And very soon, you have seen this, they can do their tumbling act and get up, and oh, the waterworks and the sound of it. And the next moment, they're off and having a good time. Oh, forgotten of that experience. Put it in the past. It is done. And off they go. And you are thinking, well, that must have hurt, doesn't the arm, leg, knee, whatever. But no, they're off to the next adventure. That is you in essence as well. For I have watched you, children that you are. I have loved you as my child. For indeed, I will share with you something that you have wondered about, that you have pondered. And it is true that all of you so called in this lifetime to me as the mother, capital M. You have been my small ones. We shared family life, even in the human terms. So it is not just something that you have wished for and couldn't ever be. It is a memory. For indeed, we are mother and child. Take that to bed with you this evening. Think about it on the morrow. Allow yourself to claim that which would seem to be, oh, too holy for me, as you say, and yet you have known humanhood with me as I knew human life. For indeed, as mother to one Yeshua, I knew human life. I watched him as he grew in the stature and in wisdom. And I knew when he had questions about something, and I knew when the light of understanding went on within him. And he said, aha, or in other words in that time, I see, I understand. And then to the bottom line, I am. For all of you have started out as this small one, the babe in arms, and you have wondered, what is this life going to be like? And, oh, I don't know about this body and how to regulate it, how to use it. But you have persevered. You have run and fallen down. You have run and played with the wheels of some sort, and you have fallen off, and you have picked yourself up, and you have cried for a moment or so and said, more with surprise than with hurt, and you have said, what just happened? And then off you were, running again to see what you could experience. And this, beloved ones, is what you do all throughout human life. Even as you grow in stature and you get taller, you are still running into experiences and wondering, what is in this and how am I going to handle this? And you have fun, hopefully, with the adventure. For truly, human life is to be experienced. It is what you gift yourself to know both sides, all sides of love, being the small one, hopefully receiving the care and tenderness, and being the parent who will be later on in the lifetime, having the small ones and wondering, what do I do now? And yes, you have felt that. You know that feeling. What, oh Lord, do I do now? And there are many mothers and fathers. I hear you as you call out and you want to know, and you want to know how to love. That is why you have the small ones. You bring forth the small ones because of love. Through the act of what you have called love, which is not always that loving, but the act of then taking care of the small ones that is the result of some of that loving. And you allow yourself to feel the open heart, to love and to laugh and to give comfort to the small ones, who are, in essence, you, only in smaller form. The small ones, you have heard it said, are a gift, and they are a gift. Allow yourself to look for the gifting in it, not just the responsibility of what has to be taken care of or what I have to do, but allow yourself to become as a little child again and to know love, to receive it, as you are the babe in arms, and the mother, father will look upon you with love, hopefully. And you know how to be the parent who then picks up the small one and looks into the eyes of that small one and recognizes the spirit of you, of self. Because in truth, every one of the small ones is exhibiting the Christ self. Whether they know how, or as they hopefully come into knowing as you grow a bit taller with it, or Some of you have lifetimes when you have been searching for the meaning of life. Why am I here? And exhibiting all kinds of behavior. And you see this in your world now. And you wonder, you ask, why is that one acting out, as you have called it? Why is that one searching for the love that is all around them, that is within them, forgiving? Because the little ones have much love to give, and they want to give it. But sometimes they don't know what to do with the body. What do I do with all of this? And it keeps changing. And when they learn how to do something with the body, next thing they know, it has grown another inch or two and is harder to handle. And they want to ride the bicycle or whatever, and everything seems to change. And it is a bit of a challenge that they have called forth, because they want to know, who am I? And moreover, what am I? And as you will love them and speak lovingly with them, they begin to open up to the Christ self of them and you. And knowing that one feeling of the smile, the gift of the smile that says, it is okay. Even if they have fallen down and scraped the knees, which they're very good at doing, as you have noticed. But they are asking for understanding. They're asking for oneness. They want to know the love that heals all wounds, physical and otherwise. And some of them grow to the tall stature, and you have to look up to them to talk to them. And yet the small child is still within them, wanting to be nurtured, acknowledged, loved. And you are able to do that. Remember, when you are in the interaction with the small one who has grown a bit tall, that the small one is still inside, alive and well, and wanting to be loved. And so you look upon them, and you smile. And they say, I don't know, why is she smiling at me? And yet it is warming the heart. They come alive. You have seen this with your friends. When you have offered friendship, and they have wondered, why is he being friend to me? What does he know about me that I don't know? And that is actually the bottom line question. What is it that she sees in me that I don't see? Because when you become friend with someone, you are lifting them up so that they can look at themselves through your eyes and see the Christ of them exhibiting a human life. Or if it is with a beloved pet, so that they know love and they can feel it and they know that they are being taken care of and being valued. Each and every form wants to be valued. And you have seen this with the small ones. They will do all kinds of acts in order to get your attention. Pay attention to me. I am, and they're not saying it in the words, but I am the Christ in essence, whether they know it or not. And I want to be acknowledged. I want to be loved. I want to be known for myself as the Christ. So when you walk with the children, they take your hand, you take their hand, and it is love that courses through even the physical, and there is a feeling of oneness. You have felt this with the small ones, and sometimes you have had to run after them and catch them and to hold them for them to acknowledge that they are, full stop, period, after are, they are alive. They are the essence of the Christ, embodying the body and having the spirit activate the body. And well, indeed, it is, as you have to go chasing after them. When I was asked to be mother to the one that you know as Yeshua, I had the same questions that you have had, those of you in the female form in this lifetime, and those of you who have the male form now, perhaps, but you have been female. You have been the progenitor of the life ongoing. You have called to yourself the opportunity to love, to nurture, and to come once again to the heart that knows all love. And sometimes it has been a bit of a challenge for you. Sometimes you have said, but I don't have the golden coins to sustain the small ones. If I have a small one, I am responsible for taking care of that one, and I don't know how to take care of myself. This happens to the parents quite often with the firstborn. It's like, what? I am now to take care of this small one? Oftentimes the parents will come back from the medical place and they have the small one and put him into the bed that has been prepared for him or her. And they look upon this one and they say, now, what do we do? And the small one is as teacher. For the small one will demand. The small one will say, I am hungry. I am wet. I am cold. I need. And immediately, not just at another thing another day, but right now. And so you learn very quickly to acquiesce to the physical needs. And then you go one step farther and you say, but who is this being? And sometimes the being, as they mature in body and mind, show you that, yes, I have known this one before. There is a certain similarity that they bring forth, and they call it familial, as a family. And then sometimes you have one and you say, I don't know where that one came from. Maybe another planet somewhere. And you have to adjust. Life, as you understand it, is a period of adjustment. From the first moment that you take seemingly individual life until the last moment when you breathe your last breath, there is adjustment. And some become very adept at doing this and very easy with it. Others will fight it to the very end. And you have been all that we can describe. You have wanted to know, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be of the ape family? What does it mean to be of, and you name all different forms of life. After that, what does it mean? Because you want to know. You are God in essence. Take that deeply within the heart and understand. You are God in essence, goddess, whatever you want to call. You are having what is seemingly the human life, and you are using the God energy, goddess energy, to activate your humanhood and learning as you go. But Yeshua, I don't want to learn as I go. I want to know everything right now. And Yeshua, I knew him well, wanted to know everything immediately. Immediately. And you do know it. It is within. But sometimes you are not, what do I call, patient enough to breathe and to acknowledge, I am the Christ, because you are. Quite often, when the human parents look upon the small one, they are in awe of what has come forth. How could this be? And then more to the question, what do I do now? And they learn, as you do, as you go along, how to be loving, how to be parent, Sometimes there is a period of what is called the adjustment. Yes, I understand. As a mother, there were times when I was challenged to know what to do. And then the words of the angel spirit came to me. Just be. Be love. Do what will be loving and comforting. Now, in raising the small ones, they come to you as a challenge. They come to you as a friend. They come to you to remind you of what life is. They come and they play, and they challenge you to understand play with a capital P, to understand all of life. And you have felt this. You have felt that one that I play with somehow knows more than I do. And in a way, they do, because you are focused upon human life. But there is a deeper meaning. And the small ones known as the infants, the small ones known as the small toddlers that are so excited to find out what the body can do. I can climb, I can run, I can smile, I can cry. And they try out all the various things to see what kind of reaction they're going to get and what do I do with it now. Life is a gift. The human life with form is a gift and a challenge. I saw this for myself. I saw this with Yeshua. I saw how he would study something, intently looking upon the ant or the worm in the dust, studying how this one could wiggle in the dust and dirt, and how this one was movement in action, and yet did not have feet or hands. Yeshua wanted to know and studied life in all of its forms. And he knew that there was no separation with different forms. He would speak to the worm of the dust. He would speak to the lowly ant. He would speak to the bee that was humming. And he would eat of the honey and thank the bee. For how did the bee make something that tasted so good? Questions that all of you have had at one stage or another of life. And you stood in awe quite often as to what you were seeing and trying to understand. You have watched the small ones as they are exhibiting the adventure of life. What to do? Then you yourself, you have memories of being the small one, and you have memories of growing taller and still having questions about life. What is life? And then you became a parent yourself, having the family. And then you asked, and I have heard all of you because I know this feeling, what do I do now? Somehow I have this small babe in arms that is crying for something. And those of you who have and are in this lifetime, mother, you have taken them to your bosom, to your breast, to feed. Or if not that way, nowadays you have in your various, what you call, retail places, you have the already made milk. I think they call it a formula, whatever. Anyway, it satisfies. In every lifetime, and you have had many, you adjust. You figure out, and I do hear you as you're screaming to the heavens, now what do I do? But you figure it out. And we have said many times, stop, take the deep breath, ask, and know. You will know what to do, for indeed you have been there, done that, many times. Different circumstances, perhaps, but the heart opens and the mind expands and the answer is given. Allow yourself to trust. It is true with the human lifetime and its various attributes. It is also true with every project that you want to work on. Because sometimes after you have raised the small ones, or even during that time, you have a building project. Sometimes a physical building, sometimes more of the mind building of what you want to bring forth in a lifetime. And you work on different aspects at different times. And you become the one who brings forth the small ones, who then grow to be friend, to be the partner in life, as you share life, family life. And also to be the intellectual partner on projects, different projects that you will work together, father and son. Very proud, quite often, to be father and son in a business dealing. You are the inventors of your life. I watched as Yeshua grew in stature and in questioning. Yeshua was one of the ones, quite a bit like this one here, this one, who was full of questions, still is, full of questions, you still are, wanting to know the secret of life. What is the secret of life? It's very simple. It is to love. It is to befriend. And joy, to find joy in the friendship and love, to go forth and to say, here am I, world. And you have said this to your friends, welcome to my world. Sometimes you said it in humor, thinking, oh, I hope we can find some joy in this life. And you do, because there is much to share. And you come forth with what are called the talents. In olden times, this was a measure of the material to give forth as what you call now the money. But the talents you also share are what you are and can do and can give beyond the physical. The friendship, the upliftment that you give to ones who are going through something that you know is painful, that you have been with and it has been a challenge, and you reach out to them and you say, this too shall pass, and you will be greater in love and in knowing because of the experience. You say that to them and they say, she's crazy. And they say, how can she know? But you do know, because you have been there, done that. You have been parent to the small one, plural. You have been parent to the beloved pet. If you do not have the infant of human form, you have been parent, guiding teacher, to the animal who is your companion. Sometimes you have it all at once. You have the 8 small children, maybe a dozen, and then you have the chickens, and you have the pet dog, and you have the pussycat, and then you have everything. You have an abundance, and you revel in it. You take joy, you find joy in exhibiting the parenting, whatever you want to call it, and it can be quite wide and open-ended, because some of the ones you are parent to are not biological, but you give love and you take care. You have a vast family. When you think back over the lifetime so far, you can think of many that you have helped along the way, and they have been maybe biological relative to you, or quite often not biological, but friend that you have helped along the way. Sometimes small ones, sometimes tall ones, who felt lost. And then you came along and you have put the arm around the shoulder and you have said, it is okay, I will be mother to you. Well, I speak from my experience, but you can say, I will be father to you. Okay, whatever fits. Give love. It is your essence. Walk in love. It is your joy. Bring forth the small ones, if not of the physical body, but I think you have a term in your world, to adopt and to take unto you the small one, no matter how tall, who needs love. Take them to your breast. Love them as the Christ child that they are. Acknowledge that all of us are the Christ in essence, whether we be small, growing taller, or into adult. And the adult who says, I know everything. And then the small one comes along and has scraped the knee, and the tall one, the one who knows everything, says, how can I heal this? And you have the various remedies for things. But the healing that heals the most is the arm around the shoulder, the comfort, the love that says, this too shall pass. Oftentimes the friends will come to you when they are in mourning, when they are feeling sad and they're feeling lost perhaps. And you take them to yourself with the arm around the shoulder, if you can, and definitely the heart to heart. And you say, this too shall pass, and you will know the gifting in it. There are ones who are hearing my words in this evening who need to understand that you are not forgotten, that you are loved with an everlasting love, a mother's love, a father's love, knowing that you are the God in essence, going forth, stumbling from time to time, picking yourself up and going forth, helping the one who walks with you. Know that always the mother's love is with you. Know that always I walk with you, one mother to Yeshua, but also as friend. Know that you can call upon me, not in a way that has to be in certain order or certain words, certain ritual. Just know that I walk with you. We are love. So be it. Mother Mary was talking to me earlier in the day, and she was saying that she wanted to speak to her children. And more than that, she said that the world as we know it right now is hurting. There are so many areas, as we have seen on television, that are inhumane to each other. And your heart goes out and wants to take them and shake them and say, stop already, enough, you've been there, we've done this over and over, you know. But that just stays here, except with the love that you send out. And so I was calling on Mother Mary, and she said, I will talk. I will give my love. I will give it in a way through the words that are more than words. So hopefully, you know, you felt that. And she said, I will walk with my children during this time. So she said, put it into your words, the modern world words, and let them know that I am with them now and forevermore. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for being and taking the love in your heart and sharing it with others. Because, again, these are trying times. Yes. Blessed be the lover.
Thank you, Mother Mary, and thank you, Judith.
Yes. Thank you. Take it forth and rejoice. Mm. Wow.
Ah. Okay. Well, it's hard to come back into our consciousness, hearing such inspiration, but knowing that Mother Mary is always with us.
Yes.
In our hearts, and anytime you need to have an encouraging word, she's there with the encouragement and the love.
Mm-hmm.
And she is pure love, and so is each one of us.
Right.
We just need to remember that and to show it to everyone that we come across, comes across our path. They are there because we have invited them, as Joshua has told us before, that no one is ever there by accident in our lives. So maybe in this next week, let's pay special attention as to who shows up in your life. Who comes by and how do they need to be loved? And we can do that also to those that we see on our media. They don't need to know. We just send them love. We send them that energy. Yes, Premdaya?
Just occurs to me that also, you know,
can we get the microphone to include our friends on Zoom?
I'm sorry. I'm just feeling the love, and it's like...
It's not...
It's on.
Is it on?
Okay. Yes.
It's just like... It's not just the love we give, it's to keep our eyes and hearts open to walk. And when Mary comes and takes our hand, you know, in a moment where we're sad and we're low, you know, and to feel that infinity, you know, going back and forth, you know, and receiving and giving. And that's kind of what I got out of the loving being. Love is that you're in the space to receive and give, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Perfect. Anyone on Zoom that wants to make a comment about what you're feeling or thinking right now after this experience? Because I know it's often hard to talk, but... Just unmute yourself and go ahead and talk.
It was a beautiful message. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Darlene, and thank you for your beautiful song that let us in.
Yes.
There is only love. That was so synchronistic.
You know, I just had a question. Like, I know Yeshua speaks a lot in these channelings through Judith, and I know on the website, the Oak Ridge website, there's like maybe a handful of Mother Mary channelings, and I'm just wondering if she's the embodiment of that mother love of divine mother and earth, I believe. Why is there so little channelings of her? Just curious.
Judy, do you want to say anything?
I don't know the answer to that. Perhaps because our society looks to the man more often.
There are more channelings in our, when we do advances, especially in the earlier years, she would always have at least a day to be with us. So there are some archived.
Right.
And Judy, aren't you also contemplating working on a book with various channels?
Yes. The next book we're putting together will have, I think, Mary and Joseph, because we don't have that much with Joseph, so there may be a shared volume, or maybe more than one volume. Over the years, Mary has talked quite often And so we need to go back and spend some time retrieving those and putting them into a book form.
Yeah, you have two books coming up. Mary is one of them, and Mary and Joseph is the second
one. Okay. And you're helping me with that, right, Bill?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to share anything about your experience? Okay, go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I just want to share that the heartfelt feelings that just being here and feeling her energy and her love as she shared how she felt with her own children, many of the experiences that she talked about, of course, it just brought back those other memories when my children were little and in my arms. It was just, it's always beautiful. And to know that she's always with us and that all we need to do is think of her and she's with us. And to also know that even as we are here right now, we can send that same heartfelt love all the way around the world.
Right.
And to all in the universe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we're all connected.
There is only one.
So we can send it to all beings, all spirit, all in the universe. And do that all the time to hopefully get that loving, heartfelt energy to those who really, really need it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have it, but just awaken it.
Right.
Awaken them to it.
Right.
And you know, the beautiful rosary that Kimberly and her angel ministers wrote is such a beautiful message for Mary and some of the things that were said. And it's just so profound how much love you feel when you read the rosary and when you feel Mother Mary. It's just enlightening, really. It just takes your breath away. It takes mine away when I think of the love that she has and gives us every day.
Good.
Yeah, perhaps so, Miriam, you could put that recording of Mary's rosary, a little spotlighted so that folks can reach it more easily. I think it's gotten a little buried over the year. That would be great so folks can experience that. And I think that the actual booklet is available through Kimberly. So if you're interested in that, let me know, and I'll see if she's got any more available. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Oh, go ahead, Miriam.
I would love to share with you an amazing synchronicity. I would call it a miracle I had a few days ago. I was driving, and I requested Mother Mary for protection during my journey. And right after I made this request for protection, I looked in my rear, in my mirror, and the car behind mine had on the hood a picture of Mother Mary. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
I swear. It happened. It was an immediate sign from her that she was right there with me by my request.
Right. She heard you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess I have to say something. Because years and years ago, quite a long time ago, when I was first on my spiritual path, I went to a friend of mine who had someone who's called Christina, came and she channeled Mother Mary. And during that, it was my first experience of a channel. And I've had the thought, I wonder where Jesus is. And She came around and she swooped me up, standing, hugging me, saying, "Would you like?" She said, it's all right to love my son. Would you like to meet him?" And this is about 1994 or something. And of course, not long after that, I met John Mark, and then I met Lynn, and then I met Judy. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, I was still really learning about being on the planet, and I was felt separate from Jesus and Mother Mary at the time. And so I was watching on the news one day that there had been a group of people in the States, maybe back east somewhere, who had gone to a gathering in a field because Mother Mary was channeling through somebody else and came, and all the trees had a Mother Mary, like a look of Mother Mary in the tree. And I sat there watching this all by myself, saying, "Well, you know, lucky them. I don't ever have anything like that happen." And around this time, I was having dream visions where you wake up, just before you wake up in the morning, there's like a being with me or an entity or whatever. And it's like I'm right there. It's like it's real life. And I'm lying in my bed. And all of a sudden, the bed, this is the dream vision, the bed filled up all around my bed and all the way across the top of my bed with rose petals. And all the way down the hall and out into the kitchen, roses everywhere. And then the voice said, she said, "I told you to stay inside the garden gate." And she said, "I'm just proving to you that I am with you."
Oh.
Yeah. And I went, okay.
Wow.
So, and those dream visions, I'm feeling like right now is the time I should be writing these things down, because I used to get them all the time and then they quit. So, but isn't that neat? That we each get a verification, like that she's there. Same with Joshua, only on a different level, but yeah, it's pretty amazing. And she's a force to be reckoned with, that girl, Mother Mary. You know, I don't mean you don't want to mess with her, but I had another great vision where she said, "When this happens in your home, you have to do this." And she went, "Stop." And I thought that was really neat. And that was Mother Mary too. She just was very, very gentle, but also very strong, very strong.